I thought fascism, you have to like inherently spread out and start like dominating everyone around you.
No.
You can just be isolationist and fascist, like we're the fucking best. Yeah.
I mean, typically they try to expand.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pretty tight.
Yeah, there's fascist countries that just stick to themselves.
It's a little teeny little country. I feel like it'd be a bad move. If I was a teeny little country, I'd be super chill. I'm like, nah, yeah, I'm totally chill with everybody, dude. What's going on
here? Yeah, they do that.
Please don't fucking crush us.
The teeny
us.
Countries do that a lot.
Please don't fucking crush us.
Yeah. And then they get crushed.
Yeah.
Who was it? In every country, like in Europe, that tries to be like, no, we're neutral. Like, you can't go through here. We're neutral. You got to go around us.
Yeah.
And then the Germans would just go straight through it. And they're like, what? Can't believe you guys didn't listen.
Next time, though. Don't come through
next
time.
Don't do it the next time. Oh, they're doing it again.
Yeah. It's
fucked up. What's up, bro?
Fucked up, dude. I'm stoked right now. So this happened a couple days ago. I forgot all about this the other day. I had this new, well, it's pretty fucking new. It's my interaction grid. I started thinking about like my grid of interaction.
Don't be afraid to say my new thing.
I know, dude.
Don't be afraid to say it. Dude.
I know. I got it in my
head.
It's
your new thing.
Someone made fun of me about saying my new thing all the time.
Yeah, you say my new thing, and my thing is.
Yeah,
my whole thing is.
This is one of my new things. I mean, I do have a whole new thing that I'm still working on, even unveiling, because it's too complicated.
Bro, you're unveiling new things every week.
That's true.
That's what the point of the cast is, to sit down and hear you say that. What new thing are you doing?
It's my interaction grid right now.
So right now,
I've been reconstructing my entire psyche for the last like year and a half.
That's dangerous.
Ground up, very dangerous territory. By
necessary,
the way,
necessary though.
Very necessary. Very it's very unsettling to just strip. I mean, Descartes did it, dude. It is what it is.
Yeah,
same thing. You strip all your logical assumptions away. I did this once when I was like 23 and ended up with like a real nasty eye infection. So this is round.
What?
That's when I lived in my house of all like the stray
cats.
Oh,
that's when you were like, I'm just gonna let everything live in here.
Yeah, I'm gonna live in a. That's when I didn't believe in germ theory. Yeah. I shunned germ theory at 23. I shunned pretty much anything someone told me was real that I didn't directly experience. I was like, I can't trust any
that's
of
sick.
This.
You went like personally into the dark ages.
Yeah,
at,
yeah.
Like, 23.
It was pretty tight.
You're just like, yeah, germs aren't real.
Well, it was
that.
Funny. I had this because I like hated everything back then. I was like, I remember I was in college. I was like. I was in business school. I'm like, this sucks. I don't even care about this shit. This is what everyone cares about. Fuck this. This sucks. And then I was just like, somehow, like, germs aren't real. And then, like, I was living in a house by myself with, like, stray cats, and I had, like, a ladybug colony.
You're like, I don't want to have to take statistics. Bring in the ladybugs. Yeah. Ah, my eye.
Dude, when you fully, like, swear that stuff off, you get to really appreciate, like, and this is my problem in class. I hear people have, like, this is so fucked up. Like our current culture and society, Western civilization. I had a legitimate beef with Western civilization at 23, and I was like, and tried to shun it. Then like all it was one trip to the eye doctor. I thought I was gonna like lose my eye, and I was like, okay, I tap. It's sick.
Damn.
It's sick.
You guys would have been a lot better if you lost your eye. To be honest,
I know.
A patch?
If I had, is that that's Crenshaw, right? Senator Crenshaw.
The guy with the futuristic eye patch.
Yeah.
The fucking James Bond bad guy eye patch.
He should just get like total Terminator Salvation cyborg guy.
The eye patch he has is ridiculous.
You said it was like a fucking...
It's a fucking like sticky.
Yeah, it's a stick on.
Just go patch, dude.
You should
get
go classic
wraparound.
Yeah, you gotta go to the wraparound.
Yeah, get like a sleep mask, cut it in half, dude. Fucking
I don't know if that would be good because he's a liberal too, right?
No, he's a conservative.
He's a pub, dude.
Oh, yeah, liberals aren't accepting eye patched candidates right now.
No,
Hillary Clinton already fills like the Bond villain role, dude.
Yeah, yo,
she dresses exactly like Mini-Me, dude.
She always does.
Yeah, she does.
Like Doctor, she dresses like Doctor Evil for real.
Yes. Yo, Billy blackpilled me hard on Hill Dog.
About what?
On H.
What
there's
happened?
Some fucking, apparently there's some vids.
Oh, yeah.
Q was hinting at it, dude.
Well, Anonymous apparently is
Anonymous
at it.
Was threatening. Apparently there's a video of Hillary Clinton taking the face off of a young child and wearing it and dancing.
What?
Well, that's coming out.
Well, you know what else? No, it's coming out.
He was really dumb, man. I was like, oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. That's some Gotham City shit.
Yeah,
that's adult.
True.
Take it to the house.
That's true. I am kind of a fucking hot dog.
You hot dog a little.
Oh, dude, I didn't even talk about.
Sorry,
I didn't even get into what I was talking about. So, it's my interaction grid. I find myself a lot of the times like pulling into the Whole Foods parking lot. Again, we're talking about on the page like driving while high, trying to get out of the practice of driving while high on edibles. It just happens that way sometimes. So a lot of times I would have some, I'm in Whole Foods like uncomfortably high. I would say at least once a week. So I pulled up in the parking lot. I pulled up in like a little garage and I started thinking about my like my grid of interaction. So it's like every, so like you interact with all these people throughout the day. And then when people, so when people are kind of like jammed up about whatever XYZ in their life, in order to like put it into concrete terms, what I was thinking is you have to go out into like your literal grid of interaction and just start to alter every single constant interact. If you have like a habitual interaction with people, you have to then break it down by person to start detecting like where a bunch of weird stuff's coming from, because it could be coming from the, not even from those people, but the way you transact socially with people. Does that make sense? Like sometimes people will just naturally assume a submissive role within an interaction in a very small way.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to kind of like go through all of your interactions and then learn how to be like, this is a thing that I don't like is going on, and even like verbalize that within all of your interactions across the span of all of them. And then rework interaction by interaction until you maybe that'll help you.
Yeah, I have interactions with certain people that are just, you make fun of each other.
Yeah.
And you can't get out. Like me and Gerben.
So yeah, you're locked. It's like you're locked in a, you're gridlocked, not in a bit, but you're gridlocked in a very specific interaction.
Me and Gerben, it's a bit.
Exactly.
It's like I bully him every time I talk to him and I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
And so like if he's like not feeling good, we just won't talk. He's like, I can't handle that conversation. I'm like, I'm not going to be mean to you. Yeah, I'm like, what's wrong with you, you pussy? Just immediately.
Well, it happens on like a really small level. Even like the way you like present. Like I was like, again, I'm walking through Whole Foods and like you'll bump carts and I'll be like, sorry. And like I'll instantly apologize. Like, sorry. And I'll feel myself catching this like cringed posture a lot where I'm like, we're both in each other's way. It's like that. I have like that servant blood in me. The English servant. Where I'm just like, eh. But so yeah, that was my whole idea of going through interaction by interaction. And then you have the, so I'm in the food shopping and then I'm interacting with like strangers and I'm like, what the fuck is this about? So I'm like talking to the cashier to get my fucking fruit bowl and I'm just like, what's the best thing to go about this? And I'm like, maybe this is just to learn how to go about all my other my real day-to-day interactions. So I'm like, I'm talking to this lady, I'm like, please don't, just let's try to just not weird this lady out.
Yeah.
While you're high.
It can't be good.
Yeah, I'm like,
because you're weirding me out.
I'm like, it's a very it gets really, this stuff gets, it flies close to pickup artist world where it's like you're starting to engineer interactions, but you do have to be conscious of what you're, it's like, it's not like you're engineering it, but you're just conscious of how, what is going on in an interaction. And like,
sure.
What's the point of it? Why is it this way? Like, you know, it's very kind of uncomfortable.
It's always bothered me. When people do that, it bothers me.
It's uncomfortable for sure.
When people are like, this is what I want to get out of this interaction.
Yeah.
And they start talking to you and it's like.
Oh, I get very uncomfortable and I back away from all interaction, period.
But I'd argue that it's already subtextual. Like even bring it about, even if you're saying you're not going to acknowledge it, there's still a subtextual, not agenda.
Obviously, there's always a subtext to any fucking interaction.
Sure. So what's wrong with becoming aware of it?
Becoming aware of it and like planning it is weird.
Not planning, but just being hyper aware. And then if there's something that actually, a lot of times there might be something that's legitimately bothering you about a certain interaction.
Yeah.
And then bringing that to light and being like, for me, it works in my like in romantic relationships now, where I just bring up the thing, the way I feel that's negative about whatever the person's doing, rather than being like, you're fucking annoying. I'll be like, that makes me feel kind of shitty. And they're just like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. So again, this is.
So you're just winning arguments with this superpower. He's like, it comes up in a relationship. I thought you were going to be getting all sorts of sex. You're like, yeah, no, she's feels like a dickhead.
She apologizes.
Yeah. I mean, one step at a time, yeah, dude. I got to conquer the fucking cashier first before I can have sex on demand.
A good fucking apology is that's up there with sex in like a long relationship.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
you get a good, like, sorry, I was being an asshole.
Couples counseling, you can pay, you basically pay to have, like, your bae be like, it's just all the stuff you say.
Yeah.
And if someone else says it, I went through this today. Her mom was basically, just drink water. She's been, like, having headaches all fucked up. I'm like, you don't drink water. She's like, yeah, everything doesn't have to do with water. And her mom's like,
oh, it does.
It just does.
It pretty much does.
It just does.
It sucks to even have it be like this, but black people don't drink enough water.
It's tough, man.
Really?
Well,
don't drink enough water. Like,
adverse to the taste sometimes.
100%. Because water's supposed to, it's not
maybe
fancy.
They're not getting the best water.
No.
Also, maybe black people traditionally aren't getting the best water.
Well,
perhaps a historical root.
This is like Flint. Small percentage of a very small percentage. Most of us are crushing water, right? Decent water.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
for sure.
But, you get told very early on that
don't be drinking no water.
Exactly.
Really?
Water's for nerds. And dude, it's really easy in the black community to be considered a nerd or a herb or whatever version of that word you're trying to avoid in your life.
Drinking regular water.
Dude, everybody's drinking
something. That's what Brittany uses, Mio.
You gotta have some Mio flavor. Crystal Light, you have to have flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have flavor, you're flavorless.
Damn, white people need seasoning. Black people got seasoning down.
Too down. I mean?
That might be the problem. Might be too much.
You guys might be too obsessed with seasoning.
Yeah. Well,
no, there's a in here. I think, and this is almost too. Girls fall into this with like everything need to be delicious. Like everything has to be the most delicious fucking thing.
Yeah, but you say girls and predominantly fuck with black girls, so it's still black people. Yeah. Dog. It's not.
That's it's I'm not a very girls, skewed.
It's black
sample.
People, man.
Yeah. It's like I'm like everything you eat doesn't have to be delicious. It's like just get it over, eat a quick thing, and get it over with and leave. But yeah, the Mio is a constant struggle. Or I'm like, you don't need to squirt like questionable shit and just drink water.
Just spray some chemicals.
It's not supposed to be fun. This is just maintenance. Jam it down and go. And she's like, yeah, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say. But she's like, I can't just drink water like that.
Nothing like a good flavorless food.
Yeah, dude.
I love it, dude. Just like a good mush, a good gruel, dude. Yeah, just a paste. It's like, yes, dude.
Yeah. And that's the...
That is a keen insight, dude.
It is.
I never got into the psychology behind it. I thought it was just more of like...
Ansley is obsessed with it.
Really?
She is obsessed with it. So my wife has this theory that on reality shows, black people are always the first people to cramp.
Like in like physical contest,
just like anyone, like just there's always cramp. A black person cramped on reality shows, and it's because it's like they get to these reality shows and the excitement takes them away, and they're used to not drinking water anyway, and there's a lot of alcohol there, and they're just like drinking and shit.
What a reality! Like a guy just on like the Bachelor,
dude, the Bachelor.
Like, ah shit!
That was like that happened. So the one time,
really?
Like, so she had the theory, and then like started looking it up.
On
like, this
real
can't
world,
be true.
A guy's just like fucking yes. Charlie Horse. I got a
yes.
Charlie Horse.
Yes. Several times.
Tech was
several
the guy's
times.
Name. Tech goes down.
Oh, yeah. Let's stop the party, guys.
I wonder how many good cramped outtakes there are of all of
nonstop.
Like the Housewives of Atlanta must have taken like fucking years to film.
Dude, they're still filming the first season right now.
I had no idea,
That's
dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. They have like trainers with like water bottles come running out and stretch them.
Yeah.
I mean, it all started from the interaction grid, dude.
Yeah,
I've never fully. Yeah, but that's been my whole thing now. So it's like, I just go through all my interactions and I just like I try to just think of them in a way only if they're bothering me in some sort of way. Because usually people will just make that their automatic thing, and if people can break out of those little molds, it's like it's just a ripple effect where then it starts rippling out to all your other ones.
Yeah, I had one in high school where me and this dude would only do gay jokes to each other.
Dude, that happens a lot at work. Where something happens and they try to lock you in. Hey, dude, fucking remember Fruit Punch? And you're like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you guys only did gay stuff forever, and then you guys fucked.
And then I was finally.
You guys argued over the remote and fucked.
Yeah, he put his dick in my face, and I was like, whoa, what's this?
Well, how do I feel about this?
Yeah, man. It was a confusing time.
How'd you break out of it? You just never saw him again?
I stopped talking to him. I was like, all right, I'm pretty sure he's gay.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. As I was talking to the lady, I'm like sitting there. Talking to the cashier.
He was probably trying to hit on me.
He probably
and I was
just
like, this is a funny bit.
Let's keep this up.
Finally.
I goosed you back.
Yeah.
Dude,
so
I was
talking to the cashier.
Talking to the cashier, and I was like, damn, how do strangers fit in this equation? Because like I interact with a lot of strangers. So I was like talking to them. I'm like just like, I wasn't even shooting up small talk, but I'm standing there, and I'm like, well, I don't want to like stand over here while she makes this. So I'm like, I'll just browse some of this merchandise. looking at stuff, I'm like, I don't want any of this stuff. So I remember, like, my phone. You can just pull your phone out and just stare at it until, like, you know, you're done to avoid all the weirdness. So I'm watching something, and I ended up, like, watching it for way too long, and my stuff's already done. I go up. I'm like, oh, nice. And I pay for it. And she was like, did you want a receipt? I thought she said Bon Appetit. And I was like,
Oh my God.
And it's like, it's funny. Oh this is like a young black chick I see every day who makes my, acai bowl, whatever
acai.
It is. So we have like a little bit of banter back and forth, but it is funny to like a young black chick be like, Bon Appetit, sir.
How did you respond?
So I was like, when she said Bon Appetit, when I thought she said Bon Appetit, I was like, thank you. You do make the best acai bowls. She was like, she goes, huh? And I was like, And she was like, I said, you want your receipt? I was like, oh, I thought you said bon appetit. Yeah. And she was like, no, and just started laughing.
That
was like,
situation was so confusing to her. She was like, let me just let him know what the fuck I said.
Yeah, before
this goes any further.
Yeah, she must have had no idea what you thought she said.
No, exactly. Because it was like, but in the end, I walked away and I was like, I would say that was a successful interaction.
Crushing it.
That's good. You're up.
She'll scold. Like, you know, you had a bit about being scared of the young black cashiers at Target.
Yeah.
So, like, they're kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
Brittany will go up to them and be like if they just start ringing up her stuff, she's like, my day's going pretty well. How about yours? And she'll start, like, antagonizing like that.
Yeah.
And, like teaching them customer service. And I'll just sit there like, hey, guys, what's going on? What's going on?
It's like, dude, when I see them, like, typing on their phone when I walk up to the cashier, like, I just, like, am hoping that the interaction goes well enough for them to say something nice about me to where they're texting or, like, posting. Like, I just
hopefully they're not fighting.
Yeah.
This guy just came up and checked out. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, dope as shit. He had this white son. White-ass
son.
I'm just trying not to have them, like, flip on me.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know what I mean?
That's something me and Brittany fight about a lot, where she will perceive... In her, like, day-to-day interactions, a big trigger for her is perceived disrespect. Where I'll be like, look, you're in your work environment, you gotta chill out, just, like, learn how... Let people do their weird shit and just fall... But she's like, as soon as I feel like someone's disrespecting me, I fucking flip. So it's like, fair enough. But then that's my point.
She's like a good fella.
Yeah.
Okay, spider.
But my point is, I'll do the opposite, where I'll just let things happen, and that's a whole different problem.
I don't know if that's a problem, because it's like, if someone disrespects you, like, whatever,
not disrespect, but just like, and this is my whole point of the interaction grid, is you just like slowly put up with stuff at an incremental level, to where next thing you know, you're married at 26, you're living in New Jersey. All this happened through, like, very little, like, concessions.
Yeah, it's tough, though. Like, I get through that. I do that a lot in stand-up. Like, forever, I would just put up with anything.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'll do it for fucking $100.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Like, I'll do that. And then once you start standing up for yourself, people do hate you.
Yeah, that's true,
like,
too.
People are instantly like, he's a fucking asshole. And it's like, nah.
Well, you're interacting the flow of all that interaction. Yeah. It's like, there's been this clear pattern. And as soon as you break it, it disrupts the whole grid, and then you just like form back around you, and whatever you lose and shake off. It's like,
it's weird because there is a way that people want to like treat you as you are to them, that you kind of have to let them have. Like you can't fight every battle of every person's perception about you, so you just like let them have that. Because like for me, I feel like a lot of people. Like, I come off as, like, an authority figure, as, like, overly intense, or as,
you know. This is my fucking spot, you bitch.
First of all, but that's the thing.
When I
get in those situations with the people, like, so the reason why I come off as autistic in those situations is because I don't escalate.
If someone approaches me being like, no, absolutely no, I flip out.
Well, if that's how the story is presented.
Yeah.
Or if someone's like,
dude, Shane is completely covered. Like, dude,
hit you with the white guy fucking. Just that, like,
what do you look like?
Let me see.
Shades on, sunglasses.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this.
When we were pulling off,
the first thing Shane said was, "Sorry, I was a bitch in that situation."
Now, in hindsight, do you think maybe I was trying to appease a autistic man who just got in a fight? Do you think maybe I was just like, this is meaningless, I'll just say this to him?
Did you feel like I was hostile afterwards? Did you feel like I was like upset?
You're never hostile afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. So we were right back to normal.
For sure.
And you were back to normal. Dude, you were back.
No, that's called an autistic episode.
Right. I was sitting there what the fuck was that?
Because for me, it's like, okay, now we're back to normal and I can start making fun of Shane, but he was still like fucking rattled by it.
I remember seeing
it. So it was like, I had to wait for like 2 days before I could bring that back up again.
You guys drove together every day.
Yes.
I remember seeing an old woman with a cane. I'd be like, he wasn't lying.
Yeah, no, he wasn't lying. Stop. He wasn't lying. He definitely wasn't lying.
It happens.
Yeah, I was okay. I just...
Dude,
I wasn't... Nothing changed.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. It was just a funny situation to see... Because it was like, I just felt like that would have been exactly the dude Shane would have been bullying in a comedy show. He was such
a comedy show? 1,000,000%.
Yo, I'm always on stage, dog.
Well,
it's time to go. It's time to go.
Something you gotta work on.
It's my... what is it? My interaction grid.
Yes, you're in. Yeah. You know, that's the strange. stranger interactions are a whole separate grid that's coming at you at random. You can't really help that. But then as you they slowly kind of amass into your little like center of gravity, that's kind of like your everyday interaction. If you interact with a stranger enough, that becomes part of the interaction grid.
Yeah.
Like the lady at that makes my acai bowls.
I have a hard time accepting like the stranger etiquette, I think. Or we have to act like we don't know we're both people right now, you know? Like I was at a cupcake shop. And I'm getting my cupcakes, and this person comes in.
By the way, Sid the Kid murders sweet treats. Yeah, crushes sweet treats. Are you still crushing sweet treats?
I'm not as much. I'm trying to compete in jiu-jitsu.
Doing jiu-jitsu enable a hard period of sweet treat indulgement because you were burning so many cows?
Sort of.
Like,
that happens to me hard, dude. If I do anything physical, I like definitely treat myself. Treat myself period.
So like I'll scale it down. And then see what weight I can be at that amount of eating sweet treats.
Nice.
And so, like, right now, I wake up at 175.
How many cupcakes do you weigh? Dock it. Then you do that a couple of days, and you're like, the company's headed in a fucking wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God I fucking started getting booked.
Yeah, it's tough.
There was, like, 3 years straight of that YouTube 6 hours thing.
Yeah, man.
And that's a brutal world.
Yeah, computer or video games give this to me. If I would play video games long enough, I get a feeling that's inside, like my insides feel kind of like fuzzy and filmy. Like if I sit still long enough, I get this feeling inside me that's like you know, you have bad, like your morning mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole body's comprised of that. If I sit still and do nothing too long, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling.
Yeah. It'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to move. And what you were talking about your interaction grid.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people interact with me when they're trying to get their life together and like when they talk to me about fitness and shit
all
the time.
You're taking the sensei spot.
Yeah. Yeah. People think that I'm like the serious guy they can go talk to and like have like I know these comedians over here having a good time, but I'm going to pull you off to the side and we're going to have a serious conversation. And I have a hard time ending the conversation without knowing where it was about to go.
What do you mean?
So, like, I get stuck in conversations just because I want to know what the next thing's going to be. Like, what?
I'm the opposite. I get stuck in conversations. I'm too much of a pussy to end them. I just never know how to end a conversation, so I'll keep talking and talking and talking and talking. And finally, I'm like, I want to leave so bad.
Yeah.
And as soon as someone shows a sign about to leave, I'm like, yes, thank you for freeing me from this conversation.
Yeah. Or
hard to be like, I've had enough now. Thank you. Our conversation's ended.
Yeah.
I always admire people who could do that. Like, hey, I'm going to have you real quick. But like someone will come to my house. I'm like, all right, I got out here by 12:30. It's like 1:45. I'm like, man, I'm a little late. Yeah. I have a hard time just being like, look, we have to stop talking now. I have to leave. I just feel weird.
I can do that when I'm ready. But like I'll be talking to somebody and like, comedians be having a good time and somebody like peel me off. And I'm like, so I've been doing like 50 pushups a day for like 3 weeks now. And I'm looking to do such and such.
So
and
that's Mishuli.
Right. And then I'm like, or
I was thinking Cobb.
Well, dude, I'm looking at this
everyone
person,
does
like,
that. They'll single you out and then be like, here's this thing. I want to talk to you about it now.
Dude, and I'm like, I want to leave, but I also want to, like, you're clearly not doing 50 push-ups. Like, how are you doing those push-ups? You know what I mean? So now I'm asking questions in a conversation that I completely don't want to be in.
Yeah.
You know, and I just kind of get stuck in those situations.
How do they usually end?
I would be going, man, that's crazy. I mean, just like walk away. It's just like I can't say anything anymore. It's just like I've exhausted all my questions. You'll clearly keep talking to me, you know. Like so, I gotta stop this.
I gotta leave.
You know,
yeah.
Like a lot of times, I'll be in a conversation like begging that the person will walk away.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
please don't. Say
I just walk away.
Yeah, I admire that.
I'll just be like, all right.
I'll be bedeviled by about that for like 5 minutes of like that. Someone's just standing there, like, what the fuck? I wasn't done.
I'll walk mid-story.
Just be like, I'm out.
Especially if there's, like, let's say it's you and me, and somebody walks up to us and starts talking.
Dip.
I'll be like, that's you too.
That's a good move,
all the time.
That's an easy move.
That's
an easy
route. Weird thing.
Skirt out on a trio.
Well, I'll bounce on a group in a second.
But it's like, if you and, like, I know you two pretty well.
Yeah.
If you two are talking and had momentum, if I show up, I'm just going to listen and see if I can catch up. I'm going to laugh.
True.
Yeah, let me just catch up in this conversation.
That's a thing that if I'm at like some sort of party, usually a party full of people I don't know, and I see people talking, it's like if I see like two dudes talking, I always notice myself. I'll just like sit next to my girlfriend, and I'll see like the dudes and girls will separate. So then I have to like get up and like, I'm like, do I go walk and talk to the dudes now? Because now the dudes are talking to each other. Now I'm sitting next to my girlfriend, but I'm only talking to the girls as I'm next to them. I'm like, so I have to walk over and join dudes and be like, hey guys. Yeah, yeah. And I, fuck man, I hate
it's been,
that.
It's been
yeah.
years.
Fuck do I hate
years
that.
Years since I've done that. Actually, no, it was only like a year and a half. I went to a party with my ex, and it was the last time I've been at a party that I didn't know everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was sure, one of those where it's like, because now it's only comics.
Yeah.
Or family, like friends, I'll go home.
Family, did you?
It's all, it's how can we talk about anything else? But yeah, it was that. It was like, I'm sitting there. I was there with her, with my ex. So it was all her her girlfriends and their like husbands. And it was the worst fucking experience. That like pretty much led to our breakup.
Did it really?
It was one of the main reasons. I was just like, I can't be in your world.
I feel like dudes are pretty, a lot of dudes I've come across are pretty bad at being like, if I'm in an area where I'm pretty.
The guy told me he was an ex-NFL player.
Oh, what?
Or he was like, I'm thinking about playing football. I'm thinking about trying out for the Colts.
And you're like, huh?
Where'd you play? He was like 5'8". I was like, no, you're not, bro.
Yeah.
What's he, what position was
I would still be talking to that man.
Yeah. Talking, right now, you'd be texting him and be like, how'd their fucking tryouts go? He's like 35 at a fucking house party in Mechanicsburg.
He was being serious?
Me, he was being 100% serious that he was trying to get back into playing football.
Was he a pro football player?
No. Again, he was like, he was less than 6 foot.
So.
And he was like a white guy that was trying to tell me he played defensive end.
Where?
That's what I said.
We would,
he played
we
high
would
school.
Know him.
He played high school.
If he was
and
a
was
good
he
defensive end
college.
As a white guy, we'd know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
To be a defensive end as a white guy, you have to be 6'8".
Yeah.
Like you have to be J.J. Watt.
That was my downfall. I was the end in like Pee Wee League, and I joined high school, and everyone was like 6'3", 6'4", and I was just like, all right, well, that's not my position anymore.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah.
So
but,
you had to tell him, like, no.
No, I fucking, that was back, I would sit through it. I've changed, dude. I changed my fucking, my grid.
What'd you tell him?
I fucking sat through it. I sat through the whole fucking party.
So you're
just listening
like,
to this fucking
so you're just
guy.
Like, nice, dude.
Yeah. Were walking you, around.
Colts, huh? I got it.
Trying to fucking make small talk with guys that are like.
You just don't even want to talk to.
Couldn't care less about their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how then, were they towards you? Were they kind of like.
Kind of shitty.
Yeah,
I remember
I've noticed
that. Kind of shitty.
A pack of like 30-something about our age dudes who are like kind of far, like you don't know. If I'm sitting with all my friends and just a random dude pops up, I'm like, what's up, bro? And
you, I'm as nice as I can be
to
that guy.
Yeah, because it's awkward as fuck. Yeah. So I'm like, what's up, dude? You get a group of dudes and they kind of squat up against you and they're just kind of like, and it's just weird.
It's unacceptable behavior.
It really is.
It's like guys should always bring the other guys in.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just like, oh, he showed up. Come on over.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, the market will decide whether.
What's going on?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of walking up when people talking, I love doing this. Walk up to Chris O'Connor talking to anybody and without asking in like a couple sentences try to figure out what he's talking about. Dude, it's fucking hilarious. He's always saying basically the same thing no matter what the conversation is. He's always like, it's fucking absurd. Dude, I was just like, it's just like he could be talking about bagels. He could be talking about Trump. Like you have no clue.
Yeah.
With this man, it's hilarious.
He was on yesterday. He was fired up.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
He was fired up. Where are we at time-wise?
No, we're good, man. We're an hour, 2 hours.